So, we got a little bit of time. We had to break that up into two segments anyway, so we got results to talk about for boxing and MMA. There was one UFC fight night last week. There's the Ultimate Fighter show last night, two fights on that. So now we got the semifinals all lined up. And we got the upcoming schedule. Feels like we got half the show still left. But anyway, the big news in boxing last week is Andre Ward beating Sergey Kovalev by TKO, and I have yet to see the fight. I didn't even see the UFC fights. What I did see was fucking Bryan Adams in concert, so I'm almost embarrassed to say.
Yeah.
I got dragged to that Saturday night, so thanks, girlfriend, for making me miss the biggest light heavyweight fight of the year. But no hard feelings. But Andre made quick work of him, and I thought there was a little bit of controversy. I read about that, but I mean, I wasn't watching, so I don't know. How did that play out? Did you guys see it?
Well, from what I saw, I watched it on a live streaming, and Kovalev was winning early with his pressure. Ward was, you know, kind of laying back a little bit, playing more defense, trying to figure him out, letting Ward maybe Kovalev wet himself down a little bit, and then Ward started attacking the body a little bit after, like around the mid rounds, and you could tell that it was bothering Kovalev even before the stoppage. And then he caught him with a shot on the belt line, and I don't think it was necessarily low; it was on the belt line. And it definitely hurt.
All right, so that's much clearer. You were talking about Kovalev, and you went into this slow motion talk there for a minute.
Well, what I was saying on the fight was, you know, I don't know if you heard, but I talked about the stoppage, that these were fights that punches that were on the belt line, and I don't think it mattered either way whether they, if they called them low, what would have happened was I think the outcome had been decided, and you know Kovalev was worn down. I don't think he really had anything left, and you know Ward stood up to him, he wore him down, and he took him out. The smarter fighter won,
which is kind of the theme tonight with our guest. The smarter fighter wins. So, yeah, we also had, over the weekend, Tony Luis, our former guest, winning his fight against an undefeated fella out there in, out there in Canada, I should say. Yeah, Tony Luis at lightweight up in Ontario, Canada, moved to 24-3 over Cam O'Connell, who was 15-0-1 going in. Now he's 15-1-1. And Tony's a champion again. He won the vacant WBA-NABA lightweight title. Congratulations are in order, I guess. Some good stuff there. Just trying to find the rest of the card, too, for Ward versus Kovalev. Over in Puerto Rico, we had super featherweights Jose Lopez and Orlando Cruz going at it, and Jose wins the fight, going to 19-1-1, winning the WBO International Super Featherweight title. Cruz falls to 25-6-1 there. So anyway, Andre Ward improves to 32-0. Sergey falls to 30 wins, 2 losses, 1 draw. And of course, Andre keeps all his titles. We also had Guillermo Rigondeau scoring a knockout win over Moises Flores. WBA World Champion of Weight title.
WBO
title.
There was a punch into the bell. So that fight might be turned into a no contest. We'll find out in the next few days.
Yeah, both guys undefeated going in. Guillermo gets the win. He goes to 18-0. Moises takes his first loss unless it's changed. And he falls to 25-1. Still not bad. And then another undefeated guy, Luis Arias at middleweight, stayed undefeated at 18-0 now against Arif Magomedov, who was only 18-1. Going in. He got a TKO loss there against Arias by knocking out Mr. Magomedov. Luis picks up the USBA middleweight title. So, good job there. And then Dmitry Bivol also stayed undefeated with a win over Cedric Agnew at light heavyweight. Moves to 29-3, Agnew, and Dmitry goes to 11-0. That was also a TKO, so a lot of knockout themes going into this one. Also another one, featherweight. Even the featherweight guys were knocking each other out. Tremaine Williams goes to 11-0 over Christopher Martin, who has 30 wins, 9 losses now, and 3 draws. And that was a TKO loss. Of course, it doesn't tell you rounds on BoxRec anymore. They don't do any of the good stuff. There's a lot of undefeated guys on that card. Stayed undefeated. It's a pretty good one. Another big card in Texas, Frisco, Texas, over the weekend. Fidel Maldonado Jr. moves to 24-3-1 over Pablo Cesar Cano, who falls to 30 wins, 6 losses, and 1 draw. That one was for the vacant WBC Fiegerbox super lightweight title. And then Joshua Franco also moved to 11-0 with the fight over Oscar Mojica at super flyweight. Mojica falls to 10-3, and that one was for the vacant WBC Youth Silver Super Flyweight title. As I like to say, say that 10 times fast. Stuff. So now we just got to talk about what's coming up, and for boxing, actually, it's not a very big weekend. There's not a whole lot of big money fights going on. But there are a couple worth mentioning, I'm sure, on BoxRec here. Just going to locate them. Here's one in Rosemont, Illinois. Light heavyweight Mike Lee at 19-0, fighting Aaron Quattrocci, who is 10-1-1. This is going to be on CBS Sports Network, too. That's the main event. And then we've got Aaron Pryor Jr., obviously not as good as the original, but he is 19-10-2, fighting Mike Jimenez, who's got 20 wins, 1 loss, and 1 draw. And if that's not enough fighting for you, we also got a couple other decent fights here. We've got light heavyweights Donovan George, 25-7-2, fighting Derek Findlay, who's 26-21-1. And then Donatas Bondarovas, who is 18-6 with 1 draw at middleweight, fighting Travis Scott, who's 19-3. And sort of an interesting bout sheet out in, this is all Friday, by the way, out in Ontario, California. Rafael Rivera in the main event. Doesn't even show you the weight here. BoxRec's sleeping on the job on this one. Rafael Rivera, 24-0-2, fighting Ruben Tamayo, who is 26-9 with 4 draws. And then we got heavyweights in the main event, co-main event. Sergey Kuzmin, 10-0, fighting Malcolm Tan, who's 24-4. And then out in Detroit, still fighting out in Detroit, we got Motor City Casino fight here. Middleweights in the main event. Winfred Harris Jr., undefeated at 13-0. Lucky 13. Fighting Leonardo Diner, who is 32-10-2. So it looks like experience versus youth, the classic here. Middleweights also in the co-main event. Darrell Cunningham, 35-9, fighting Linwood Dozier, who's 10-17-2. Not bad there. Those are the two big ones there. Now we're getting into Saturday. Big money Saturday. Let's see what we got. Gotta go to page 2. We got something going on in the Dominican Republic here. Norberto Jimenez, 26-8-4, fighting Donnie Garcia, who is 16-1. It's the bantamweight main event. And then we got lightweights Javier Fortuna, 31-1-1, fighting Mario Beltre, who's 16-2. And then cruiserweights Andy Perez, who is 20 wins, 5 losses. This is his record. You know, all 5 of them came in his last 6 fights. Fighting Felix Valera, who is 14-1. That's a decent fight. And I might have the mismatch of the week here. I don't know. I got a lot of losses, but he's got 32 wins. Super lightweight. Luis Ernesto Jose. He has a record of 32-21-2. Fighting Luis Salazar, who's 5-0. He's undefeated, so I guess maybe it's not too bad. Let's see. Over in France. I have a lot of fights going on in France all the time, but it is the big card. A lot of titles on the line. We got the EBU European Super Featherweight title on the line between Guillaume Frenoy, 43-1, and Ruddy Encarnacion, who's 37-25-4. And he's won 4 out of his last 6 fights, so those 25 losses are kind of spread out. Then we got lightweights, Ivan Mendy, 37-4-1, fighting Javier Jose Clavero, who is 21-2 for the vacant WBC silver lightweight title. And then middleweights, Kamel Abdeselam, who is 16-10-1, fighting Kareem Achor, who is 23-4-3 for the France middleweight title there. The Mendy fights for the vacant WBC silver lightweight title. But it's kind of funny. There's not a single name that sounds French on this whole card. It's in France. They couldn't get anybody from the home area. IBF International Super Welterweight title on the line in Brandenburg, Germany, in their main event there. It's Nick Clapper, 23-2, fighting Orlin Padilla, who is 23-6-1. There's one in Puglia, Italy. That's a nice boxing town. Puglia. Pug. Middleweights in the main event. Andrea Manco and Domenico Spada. For the Italy middleweight title there. And Domenico Spada is 41-6. Manco is 14-1-2. 41-6. That's a good record. Also in Italy, in Lombardia, we've got Giacobbe Fragomini. Probably butchering that one. It's been around a long time. 34-5-2 is his record, fighting Vitali Nevesley. 13-2. Nevaselli, sorry. Two Y's in that. That's funny. Co-main event there in Lombardia, Danielle Scardina, 10-0, fighting Andrei Velikovsky. Obviously, it's an Italian-Russian deal here. It's pretty interesting. There's only 3 fights on that card, too. Saturday, and then in Chihuahua, Mexico. What would a fight week be without a fight in Chihuahua? We got super featherweight Miguel Roman, 56-12, fighting Neri Saguilon, who's 38-8-1. Co-main event there for the WBC Youth Super Featherweight title. Eduardo Hernandez, 22-0-3, fighting Rolando Magbanua, 26-5 is his record. Jalisco, Mexico. We got an interesting main event there, too. Carlos Diaz Ramirez, 23-0, fighting Sergio Puente, who is 25-4. Take it back. This is the mismatch of the week. Totally. Irma Sanchez at flyweight. Female fight, too, here. Irma comes in at 28-7-1, fighting poor Maria Guadalupe Adelano, who is 0-2-1. Poor girl. She's going to get her ass kicked. Oh, either that or they're going to rig the fight and the underdog's going to win it all. That's a tough one. Jeez. Talk about an opponent. Oh, here's one. Heavyweight Thomas Adamek. Back out of retirement in Poland. I did not know about this. 50-5 is his record, fighting Solomon Haumono, who is 24-3-2, so no slouch there. It's a main event there in Gdansk, Poland. Cruiserweights in the co-main events. We've got Matus Mastrnak, 38-4-0, fighting Ismail Silla, who's 25-3. And then we've got Krzysztof Glowacki, who is 26-1, fighting Hizny Altunkaya, who is 29-0. And then we got lightweights, Iwa Brodnicka, 13-0, fighting Vivian Obenauf, who is 10-2. See, I think those are females there. See, they know how to set up fights in places like Poland between female fighters. Take those Polish jokes back, people. These smart people over there. We got some super welterweights in action, too. Undefeated people here. Lucas Wurzbicki, 12-0, fighting Robert Tlatlik, who is 20-0. And this is a stacked card. Also, cruiserweights Adam Balski, 9-0, fighting Lucas Janik, who is 28-3. And super middleweights Norbert Dabrowski, who's got 20 wins, 6 losses, and 1 draw, fighting Robert Talarek, who's got the most losses on the whole card. He is 17-12-2. That's a decent card. You kind of wish that kind of card would be published over here, but it's going to be on Polsat Sport pay-per-view. You got to go on firstrowsports.eu to find that one. And don't tell them I told you where it is. That's the free watching boxing site. Anyway, Lancashire, United Kingdom, also on Saturday. Kilrain Kelly, 21-1, fighting Florian Wildenhoff, who is 26-4 for the vacant IBF Mediterranean middleweight title. Talk about an opponent here. Khan Sheehan at heavyweight is 5-0. He's going to be fighting Thomas Mrazek, who's 10-64-6. And yes, all 6 of his last fights were losses. So we know what his role is. You got the guy with the best boxing name and the worst record to match it. Also in England, in the United Kingdom, we got middleweights Craig Cunningham, 18-1, fighting William Warburton, who is 23-116-9. Jeez. This is like, everybody's undefeated on the left side. Everybody's got at least 30 losses on the other side. It's like, real? Oh, and then we got Huntington, West Virginia, another former guest of ours, fighting TBA, Bobby Gunn, at cruiserweight, 22-7-1. Who said he's retired? He is back. He is back again. Vander Holyfield's putting on an event, too, on CBS Network on Saturday from the Freedom Hall in Louisville, Kentucky, and the main event there is Derek Rossi at heavyweight, of course, 31-12. Fighting Carlos Negron, who is 19-1. And then we got super welterweight Steven Martinez, 17-3, fighting Anthony Link, who's 14-3. Another former guest of ours at super featherweight, he is 21-1, Toka Khan Clary. Remember that interview? Years ago now. Fighting Angel Luna, who's 11-2-1. That was back in our Blog Talk Radio days, I believe.
Yeah.
And finally, we got to get to the Philly fights. Tony's buddy Kermit.
Yeah.
In action. I don't know, a bad name for boxing.
And I can't make it, unfortunately.
The 2300 Arena. Marshall Kaufman, too. We've interviewed his son, Travis. Kermit Cintron, though, he's in the main event at super welterweight. 39-5-3 is his record, fighting Tyrone Brunson, who's 24-6-2. And nothing too spectacular on the undercard, but the co-main event features Anthony Bergen at lightweight. He's 10-3, fighting Victor Vasquez, who is 7-3. So, good main event, co-main event there, anyway. So, not a lot of huge names this weekend, but there's a hell of a lot of fighting going on, you know. Every time I think there's not a lot of big fights, I'm like, oh, wow, well, there is a lot of shit going on. Then, of course, we got Sunday over in the foreign countries. Here's one in the Philippines. Super flyweight John Riel Casimiro, 23-3, fighting Richie Maprenum, who is 31-6-1. No title or nothing, but that's the only fight on the card. Here's a blast from the past. Fighting in Dearborn, Michigan, which I believe is where he's from. Super middleweight Cornelius Bundridge, 35-6, fighting Juan Carlos Rojas, who has got 8 wins to go with 20 losses and 2 draws. So, I guess that's a tune-up for Mr. Bundrich. Now that I think of it, he's probably not been in action in a long time. So that's your boxing schedule. We've also got 2 mixed martial arts fights for this weekend coming up. 2 big, big ones. And then, of course, UFC Fight Night 111 to talk about. And that's, again, another fight that I did not see at all. But we'll run through it pretty quickly here and get to the upcoming stuff. Holly Holm took 3 rounds and 1:09 into the third to knock out Betch Kohea. I didn't get to see it, but I did hear a lot about it, and pretty much a head kick and a punch, that was all it took, but it took her a little longer than it took Ronda Rousey to take Betch out there, so pretty good stuff there. Holly stops a 3-fight losing skid with that victory, too. I don't know if you got to see that one, Tom. Was it a good one?
No, I don't have Fight Pass.
Wow. Was it an only Fight Pass thing?
Right. So nobody could see it.
Well, I will have to find some bootlegs for you.
That's okay. I don't need to see it. She should not have. Shouldn't have taken 3 rounds.
Right. So it was a snooze fest. He says without even seeing. All right. So anyway, Marcin Tybura took out Andre Arlovsky, who just can't seem to put it together again. He was doing good for a little while, and fascinated by his use of the back fist. I kept telling everybody that the regular back fist, no longer just the spinning back fist, but the regular back fist could be great in fights. And then Andre goes and abandons it pretty much and never uses it again. So he lost by unanimous decision there. But Marcin's nothing. No cheap date, as Tom would say. We also had Colby Covington beating Donghyun Kim. A unanimous decision, a lot of decisions. Rafael Dos Anjos also got a unanimous decision win over Tariq Safadin. Takanori Gomi lost by rear naked choke just 1:12 into the fight. John Tuck gets the win there. Walt Harris beat Cyril Asker by TKO from punches and elbows in the first round, 1:44 in. And then good old Bruce Leroy gets back on the winning track. Alex Caceres beating Rolando Dye by TKO from an eye injury after the second round ended. Yuta Sasaki beat Justin Scoggins by rear naked choke 2 rounds in, at the 3:19 mark. And we had Liang Li, who beat Frank Camacho by unanimous decision. Russell Doan beats Kwon Ho Kwok by TKO from punches with just 51 seconds left in the round. Round. Naoki Inoue beat Carlos John de Thomas by unanimous decision. And then Lucy Pudilova led off the night with a win over Ji Yeon Kim by unanimous decision. And then we go to Bellator fights on Saturday, all day pretty much Saturday, from the Madison Square Garden in New York. And we've got Chiesa versus Lee fight night on Sunday, Oklahoma, and I believe this one will be on TV, right?
Fox Sports 1.
Fox Sports 1, okay. So, big one here. A lot of bragging rights and a lot of animosity between these two in the main event. Michael Chiesa fighting Kevin Lee. Both of them have 2 losses. Michael has 1 less win with 14, and Lee has 15. There was some stuff they're actually using in the promos at one of the press conferences where Chiesa and Lee actually got in a scuffle, and Lee got a punch off, and Chiesa said later that it was like nothing, so it was one of the old classics. He said something about his mama. Called him a mama's boy or something, and
I hope your mama is going to get tickets or something like that. And it was just one of those things. It was taken out of context. I don't think it was meant hateful, but Jessa took it that way, and it was on.
So, crazy stuff there. They're going to be going at it. But both have their own unique individual styles that could make this a real epic fight, you know, especially if it goes the distance. But I kind of think with all this anger, somebody's going to just go out there and fight like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and it's going to end early. But I really don't know who to pick in this one. Chiesa is really good with that rear naked choke. He's getting better and better with the jiu-jitsu every fight. But Kevin Lee, I think, is the better striker. So you never know how those type of styles will mesh. But, I mean, if I had to pick one of them, if I was going to, you know, somebody said, you know, you got to bet $50 on one of these guys, who's it going to be? I'd say Lee. But I'm kind of favoring Chiesa because I like the guy. He's been through a lot, you know. Lost his father to cancer while he was doing the Ultimate Fighter show, and won that, and just kind of an underappreciated guy at this weight, and you know, even if he did take it out of context, I hope he uses that animosity to, as a strength rather than as a weakness. So we'll see. What do you think about this one, Tom?
Well, I think if Chiesa can keep his emotions in check, I mean, you know, it's just so hard when you get so stirred up for it and go out and blow your wad early, and then what? So he's really going to have to work on getting it down. I think, like you said, Lee's quicker, probably has the edge in physicality. So I think right now this one's just impossible to call. I would make my last minute thing seeing how Chiesa looks. Don't walk into the cage. See where his mind's at.
Right.
I think it's that important. If he can stay calm, fight his fight, and get him down, I think his submission skills are a lot better. But it's not going to be easy for him. And, I mean, if he just goes out there and starts that Rock'em Sock'em roll, but it could be a quick night for him in the wrong way.
And then we got Johnny Hendricks back in action, 18-6 in the co-main event, fighting Tim Boach, a big old Maine guy. He is 20-11 is his record, and he's one of the most famous MMA fighters to come out of Maine, except for maybe Sylvia. Tim. Then we've got a female fight on the card, Felice Herrig, who's 12-6, fighting Justine Kish, who's 6-0. 10th fight of the night, Dominic Reyes, 6-0, fighting Joaquin Christensen, who's 14-5. And we got Tim Means on the card. He's 26-8-1, fighting Alex Garcia, who's 14-3. And wait for it. This one's good. BJ Penn, 16-11-2, coming back again, fighting another guy with 11 losses, Dennis Seaver, 22-11. His last big fight was getting his butt kicked by Conor McGregor in Boston, I believe.
You know, this would be, when I was a kid in pro wrestling, they used to have these fights called Loser Leaves Town. And you got to think that's what we're looking at. You got to think that.
Either Loser Leaves Town if it's Seaver, or Loser Finally Retires if it's Ben. For real. Anyway, Clay Guida, another guy that's been around, man, a long time. Clay Guida, 32-17 is his record. 32-17. When you get 17 losses in MMA, you know you've been around a long time. And then double the amount of wins, almost. Eric Koch is his opponent, 15-4. So you got a couple veterans back-to-back in the preliminaries. We've also got some decent prospects here. Vitor Miranda, 12-5, fighting Marvin Vittori, 11-3. Big female fight on the undercard. Carla Esparza, 11-4, fighting Marina Moros, who is 8-1. Daryl Horcher also on the card. He's the fourth fight of the night, 12-2, fighting Devin Powell, who's 8-2. Jared Gordon in the third fight of the night is 12-1, fighting Michael Quinones, who is 8-1. And then we got Tony Martin, 11-3, fighting Johnny Case, who's 22-5. And finally, first fight of the night, Josh Stanberry, 8-3, versus Jeremy Kimball. 14-6. So very well matched card there, and I'm looking forward to being able to watch that one. But the big fights this weekend, I think, belong to Bellator. One of their very first ever pay-per-view events. I think we lost Tony over there in Madison Square Garden, like I said. Wanderlei Silva and Chael Sonnen in the main event. Chael is 28-15-1, Wanderlei 35-12-1. And that's obviously another situation where there's some animosity involved. These guys hate each other. They coached on The Ultimate Fighter at one point and already brawled a little bit. And nobody knows really.
You know, this is the kind of thing that should have happened so many years ago that right now it's just so anticlimactic. And after Sonnen's last performance, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. Just can't work up the excitement for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it may have been fun years ago, but it's just been so delayed and postponed. And, you know, Silva's drug problem and, you know, whatever.
Well, as we know, Bellator likes to do the freak show fights. And sometimes they win out doing that, sometimes they lose. But I think the second fight, the co-main event, is more entertaining. Prospect here, because we've got Fedor Emelianenko, who wouldn't come back, I don't think, unless he was real serious about it and ready for it. And he did have that tough fight against Fabio Maldonado, which I thought was a fluke, but did not look good and probably should have lost that fight, but you know, it was in Russia, so politics and everything got involved, and I don't know if they turned it around and called it a no contest or what, but yeah, that was a bad one. But anyway, he comes in against Matt Mitrione, who certainly has great capability for a knockout. He is 11-5, but Emelianenko comes in at 36-4. So a lot more experience, obviously, but you just have to wonder if Fedor still has it in him to fight at the highest levels, if he can't even handle a guy like Fabio Maldonado, who has most of his wins in the boxing ring against guys who were pretty much opponents. A lot of people, when he comes into the cage, say, oh yeah, he's got this great boxing record. But if you look at it on BoxRec, it's not very impressive. and it's all in his home area, so, I mean, obviously they're trying to build him up. But anyway, co-main event, Douglas Lima, 28-6, fighting Lorenz Larkin, who's 18-5. And then pretty decent lighter weight fight, Michael Chandler, 16-3, fighting Brent Primus, who's 7-0. We got Aaron Pico making his debut on this card at 0-0, fighting Zach Freeman, who's 8-2. And then earlier in the day, we've got Phil Davis, 17-3, fighting Ryan Bader, both UFC crossovers. Ryan is 22-5. So that should be a good one. We got James Gallagher coming in at 6-0, fighting Shinzo Machida, who is 5-2. Another Gracie, Neiman Gracie, 5-0, coming in against Dave Marfone, who's 5-2. And as I mentioned earlier, Heather Hardy is on this card, and I believe it's going to be the first preliminary fight on TV, unless they're going to do Ryan's fight. Ryan Couture is right back-to-back with her. Heather comes in, obviously, no red record in MMA, 0-0, fighting Alice Yager, who is 4-5. So, almost 500 there. She wins, she gets to 500. Heather gets to 100 there. We've got Ryan Couture, also in action, as I said, 10-5, fighting Haim Ghazali, who is 7-3. And fourth fight of the night, Jerome Mickle, 2-1, fighting Anthony Giacchina, who's 1-1. John Salgado, 4-7-1, fighting Hugh McKenna, who is 0-1. Second fight of the night, Matt Rizzo, 9-2, fighting Sergio Da Silva, who's 6-8. And then Nate Greb, 3-1, fighting Bradley Desir, who's 9-5. Fight of the night. And I believe that does it. I don't have any other big news or anything like that. I think we covered it all, and then some. And we lost Tony, because I think he knew we were just going to talk MMA the rest of the show. So I guess I'll sign off for Tony. But thanks to Richard.
All right, buddy. We'll check it out next week. More to talk about.
Yes, sir. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
All right, okay. Over and out.
Chat next week.